This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 2nd, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The war on drugs has failed. This may not be news to you, but this time the message is coming from some surprising people. The Global Commission on Drug Policy report comes just as the United States marks 40 years of involvement in the war on drugs. Cato Institute Project Coordinator for Latin America, Juan Carlos Hidalgo, comments.
We know for sure that the war on drugs is a failure. We've been saying so at the Cato Institute for many years. If you look at the headlines from Mexico, from Central America, South America, Afghanistan, we see that all the efforts to battle drug production have failed miserably. And as well as here in the United States, if you look at the numbers on consumption rates, they have remained pretty much stable in the last couple of decades. I think this is a welcome endorsement of drug reform coming from a very high-profile group, committee, which includes a former Secretary General of the United Nations, the former Secretary General of NATO. You have former presidents like Fernando Henrique Cardoso of Brazil, Ernesto Zedillo of Mexico. And interestingly enough, for the first time, you have a sitting head of government, like the Prime Minister of Greece. Previously, it's been all former presidents or former war leaders. Now you have a current sitting former prime minister. So I think that it's a very high-profile endorsement of drug policy reform that is going to create a lot of news and a lot of reactions in the upcoming weeks.
Of course, here at the Cato Institute, we've been writing for some time. In fact, one Cato report is actually cited in their recent report. What do we learn from what this group is saying?
I think one of the interesting things that make a little different this report from previous reports that we've seen for also from former war leaders is that I think that for the first time, it explicitly mentions drug legalization as a policy alternative. Before, it went as far as mentioning decriminalization of drugs, and we know that decriminalization is a step in the right direction, and this policy report that is mentioned in this concluding remarks of this committee, which is the paper that we published on Portugal, shows that decriminalization has many advantages, but the one advantage that legalization brings to the table, which is getting rid of the black market and getting rid of narco-trafficking organizations and getting rid of violence, I think that it's welcome that this report mentions drug legalization as a policy alternative, and I think that that's where the debate should go, towards an understanding that drug legalization doesn't mean endorsing drug consumption, but it means having a legal framework that gets rid of many of the nasty things related to the war on drugs, especially violence and corruption.
You mentioned having a current head of state be involved in this report. It seems every time a politician leaves office, that is the point at which they're willing to be a lot more honest about things like that. Bill Clinton, Vicente Fox, people who uphold a certain policy while in office and when they're out of office seem free to demonize their own policies.
Indeed. And one of the things that transpires from reading the document is that it's basically like a confession from them saying, like, we knew all the time that these policies were a failure, and yet we didn't have the courage back then to call for a change in drug policy. I think that having the Prime Minister of Greece in the signing the report is a very important step forward, and maybe it will encourage other sitting heads of government and heads of state to also join this effort. For example, we know that David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and Nick Clegg, the Deputy Prime Minister of Great Britain, when they were in the opposition, they also participated in a commission in that country that also called the war on drugs a failure. We know that the current president of Colombia, back in 1998, signed a declaration very similar to this one, calling for a change in drug policy. And since he has become president, he's been quite outspoken about that we should legalize drugs at a global level to get rid of drug violence. So I think that maybe this will create the momentum. And we will see here and there some sitting heads of government and heads of state joining the effort to call for a reform of drug policy.
Now, the most important country in the world to make changes to its drug policy has a sitting president who, before he was president, said that the war on drugs was a failure, and he has since not acted as if he's said that, because, you know, the United States consumes the drugs, and the pipelines are well established for getting them here.
Indeed, and the Obama administration has welcomed this report very coldly, to say the least. I think that change in drug policy in the United States is going to come from the state level and the local level. We already saw what happened to Proposition 19 in California, which the Yes campaign was handled very badly, and yet it almost passed in the biggest state in the union. And we're going to see more of these efforts and ballot initiatives coming from different states until one of them is passed. We see already medical marijuana gaining ground in many states in the union. So eventually, I think that prohibition is going to come to an end in the United States from the state level. And there is little that federal politicians like President Obama can do to stop change we can believe in.
Juan Carlos Hidalgo is the project coordinator for Latin America at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.